one.
You know, like, sometimes you just go through some magazines. Do you do that with your friends?
Or with my girlfriends?
Yeah.
Go through magazines?
Yeah, just, like, have a little bitch through the...
No.
Through heat and
no,
stuff.
No, I don't.
Right. Okay. Well, there's this great magazine called Love It! Exclamation mark. And they always have... It's an amazing magazine. They have some great things on the cover. For example, on the cover of Love It! At the moment, right. Skinny mum, my baby is eating me from the inside. Love it!
Right. Yeah.
Jealous ex bit off my lover's ear. Love it.
Right.
Right, that kind of thing. It's great
the
stories.
Ads for this.
Great real life stories, right. That I will do soon.
Yeah.
And there's something in there. One of my friends was saying that she knows somebody that is really into what this article was about, okay? Now, the article was about bagging.
Bagging.
And my friend says that she knows someone that is really into it.
Right.
Now, do you know what bagging is?
No, I don't know what bagging is.
Would you like to have a guess?
Is it something to do with, trousers?
No.
Is it because, like, de-bagging is taking your trousers off, isn't it? Is it something to do with that?
What's that, de-bagging?
Yeah, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's
nothing to do with trousers.
Is it something to do with handbags? As it's in a girl's magazine?
No.
I don't know, then.
Right, okay. Now, I'd like you to have a guess as well. 81199. If you think you know what bagging might be. Apparently, it's all the rage. And my mate says that she knows someone actually is really into it.
Into bagging?
I've never actually heard it before. But it
Does it happen in public? Is it like in garden, in woods and stuff?
Not really, no.
Right, okay.
But it is featured in Love It, the magazine.
That's a different igging.
So if you think you know what bagging might be, 81199.
If you're near a computer at the moment, then just go online to bbc.co.uk/radio1 because they have this thing on the homepage about the most popular words that are coming up on the text system at the moment, and
the
text bubble is truly astonishing at the moment.
I know, it really is. Right, I didn't know about this bagging thing until my friend told me that it was in Love It and know someone that actually does it. Now, a couple of guesses. A lot of guesses, actually. It's not that.
There's one very...
it's
most
not about what you think that you're saying, which has also got bagging in the title, yeah. But it's not that. Some people think it's getting it on with a bag lady. It's not that. 81199, if, like me, until the weekend, you don't know what bagging is.
I have no idea.
Right. I'll tell you after this live track from Mika from the stage at Glastonbury yesterday. This is Grace Kelly.
I'm a boss who with my crazy smile. Am I too dirty? Am I too flat to do it like what you like? I could be wholesome, I could be lonesome, I'm just a bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me with you? I'm trying to be like Grace Kelly. But I know that you do so. So I tried a little Freddy. I've got an answer to my. Trying to be happy, trying to be happy.
Mika. Live from Glastonbury, that was Grace Kelly. He did do the thing where he brought all the random animals on at the end for Lollipop as well.
Oh, right, okay.
As he does, his travelling circus. You're half an hour away from our five-hour Glastonbury special tonight on Radio 1. All the highlights, live music from Arctic Monkeys, if you missed that, or if you were there and you want to hear it again, Kaiser Chiefs, The Enemy, The Kooks, Chemical Brothers, Coral, Kasabian, Manic Street Preachers, Reverend of the Makers, Fratellis, there's so much more. 5 hours of live music tonight from 7 o'clock. Hello, Rachel, who reads Love It magazine every week, and her favourite cover story was the one which had the headline, A Cannibal Ate My Mum with Pasta and Cheese. It is an amazing magazine. Right, okay, so you want to know what bagging is, right?
Yeah, I do, really.
There's a feature in Love It at the moment. Yeah. One of my friends says that, well, one of their mates does it quite a lot. Are you there, George?
Yeah, bagging.
Do you know what it means?
No idea what it means.
It's not what you think. Right, okay. can we maybe do a reconstruction now, me and you, George, together?
Okay.
Okay, right. So, imagine the scene. Hi, George.
Hi.
Welcome into my apartment, if you'd like to come in.
Oh, thanks. Nice place.
Thanks.
You're not in yet.
Hang on, just that bloody chub again, hang on. Oh, that's fine. Right, glass of wine?
Yeah, do you have any Pinot Gris?
Yeah, there it is.
Thank you.
I'll just pop some music on over here. More wine?
A little bit. Hey, thanks.
Now, George, before we do this, do you mind if I put a paper bag over your head?
Can I put one over your head as well?
Absolutely. There we are.
That's bagging.
That's what it is.
Of course it is.
It's not. It is.
Brilliant.
It's in Love It magazine, and it's the sensation that's sweeping the actual nation.
I love Love It magazine.
I know. It's nothing dangerous. It's just people that, whilst in bed, put a paper bag on their head.
George is too rough, so you have to put a paper bag over it.
As long as you're not sticking a photo of Chappers on it.
It's not that, although some people
don't
do...
Don't give him ideas.
Some people do draw faces on the bags.
With a big felt tip.
Hang on a minute, right. You put a paper bag over the face of the person that you're about to do it with.
Yes.
But draw a face on the paper bag.
That's right, so you don't see them, you just see the little face. Yeah, that's what you do. That's right. Bagging.
Right, I've got a quote here from Love It magazine.
Okay.
Denise says, bagging makes love making better for both of them. Phil, her partner, loves being in his own little world with his head inside a bag, she says. He can't see my face, so he's able to relax and concentrate on his own needs.
Love It. Radio 1. Right.
Is it just a way to make love for ugly people?
No, it's... Right, have a look online, there's a lot about it on there. Don't do that at work. Justin Timberlake coming up and editing.